Hi, I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Staff and Practice Series. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Tzadivov, Sifyut Aleph, records one of the fundamental and basic halachos in Hilchas Nida. And that is that a woman has to wait 5 days, including the day that she begins to have her period, until she's able to do a hefsek, so that the next day she's able to begin her Zayin Nikim, her 7 clean days. Now, for many women, this isn't so relevant because they wouldn't be able to do the Hefsek Tara any earlier. But for a woman who has a light period, or for a woman who becomes Tame from a stain, it's important that you have to wait 5 days, and only at the end of the 5th day before Shkia, that's when you're able to do the Hefsek, so that the next day, you're able to begin the Zayin Nekiyim. Shmuel Vosner and Shira Shevet Halevi discusses a scenario which a woman travels east. It's a relatively modern question with the advent of air travel, and you're able to go ahead in time. And Rav Osner discusses, perhaps in such a scenario in which you're jumping ahead in time, you're in a sense taking away from those 5 days, you have to add on an extra day and only be able to do a hefsek after that 6th day. In order to appreciate Rav Osner's psak, it's important to understand the background for this halacha. The Gemara in today's daf, Nidah Daf Lamed Gimel, is actually the source of this concept of waiting 5 days. But if you read through the Gemara, you won't see that. The Gemara discusses the concept of a poleta shichva zera. If a woman has a discharge of her husband's semen after intercourse. And the Gemara discusses the halacha that if a woman has such a discharge, a poleta shichva zera, the day that she has that discharge, she can't count as one of the Zayin Nikiyim. And because of this din, the Rishonim point out that if a woman had relations with her husband and then immediately became a nida, she can't begin her Zayin Nikiyim because they're still concerned that she may discharge some of the Zera. And based on the Gemara and Shabbos, the Rishonim conclude that there's a 3-day period in which we have to be worried for a poletas, because Chazal understood based on Pesukim by Matan Torah that Zera is only viable, it's only able to make a woman pregnant for 3 days. And the only time a woman would be able to be considered a poletas is if that Zera is able to make a woman pregnant. And therefore, for 3 days, you have to wait before you begin counting the Zayin Nikiyim. But that's only 3 days. Where do we get to 5 days? The explanation is that the Zera is viable for 3 days. And when you say 3 days, that really means 72 hours. And therefore, whenever a woman would have had Tashmish on a day, even immediately after Shkia, immediately the beginning of the night, 72 hours later goes into that 4th day. And since part of that day we have a concern that she would be a poletas, that entire day can't be counted as part of the Zayin Nikiyim. She would have to wait to the end of that day to do the hefsek in order to start counting the next day for Zayin Nikiyim. But that really only leads us with 4 days. Where does our practice that we wait 5 days come from? The Trumas Hadeshin explains that there's a concern that in a case in which a couple had tashmish during Bein Hashmashos, during the time of day that it's not clear whether it's nighttime or perhaps still daytime, and if they had tashmish while it's night already, they could wait 4 days, and on that 4th day do a hefsek, and then start counting Zayin Nikiyim the next day. But the couple may think that, no, in fact, they had tashmish during the day. If they had tashmish during the day, they could count 4 days from the earlier day, and in effect, would really be doing a hefsek on day 3, which is too early. And therefore, the practice developed that we always add on an extra day as a low plug, in order not to distinguish from such a case in which a couple had tashmish during this Bein Hashmashos period. But this all goes a step further, because as the Trumas Hadeshin explains, that we have Gzeira Lo Shimshu Atu Shimshu. Even if a couple weren't intimate at all, during a long period before a woman became a nida, we still have to wait this long time. Even though, based on these reasons, if there's no concern of poletas, you don't have to wait at all. But there's Gzeira as well, Lo Shimshu Atu Shimshu. Based on all of this, Rav Osner explained that in a case in which you're traveling east and you're going ahead in time, you certainly don't need to add an extra day before you do a hefsek and before you're able to begin your Zayin Nikiyim. And that is because the reason why we wait these 5 days isn't because of concern of minute to minute that you have to make sure 5 days passed. Rather, as we explained, it's just an added gzeira, an added harchaka in order to make sure that there's no concerns of poletas. And even if you would jump ahead in time, there still wouldn't be any concerns under any case. Therefore, Rav Osner said that you don't need to add on an extra day. You're able to begin counting after the fifth day, as in all other cases.